QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Oh, China will be on the agenda as senior U.S. and EU representatives meet tonight. The two sides are trying to find a common approach to dealing with the challenges posed by Beijing. In response to the talks, Beijing has urged both sides to instead contribute to stability in the world. And Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, in the last few months, we've heard a lot more chatter about increasing convergence between U.S. and EU views on China. This is, of course, the use of the word convergence is that there has been distance and that both sides might serve to constrain each other. Or should we get the joint approach tonight? How do you see current U.S. positions on China changing?
Well, look, it's definitely a high-stakes conversation, the one that's taking place here in Washington, D.C., over the course of the next few hours, with the United States really trying to grease the wheels underneath it and essentially game the outcome of these conversations. U.S. officials telling reporters they expect a robust statement to come out of these talks with the European Union. And these talks, of course, are all about Joe Biden's broader plan of creating a coalition of democracies to confront China where necessary and, as he puts it, to win the battle for the 21st century. So they're going to be focusing on a whole range of different issues, of course, trade and investment, misinformation, cyber, and all the other strategic areas of policy where the United States really hopes to see commonality forged between the US and the European Union. Difficult, though, that's going to be because of some of the tensions that have existed between Washington and European capitals over the course of the last few months on a range of different issues.
Of course, one of those issues being the AUKUS deal. Of course, if we look at these tensions driven, one assumes, by major differences in how the US and China have viewed Beijing, not just the past few months, but in the years before. What would these major differences be?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, Foreign Policy magazine here back in October asked the question, will Europe ever stand up to China? And many American policy analysts believe that is still an open question. We've seen, for example, some countries in Europe, and this stretches back to the Trump administration, less than enamored with the idea of a strict crackdown over Huawei's involvement in the 5G rollout in Europe. The AUKUS pact, of course, has led to enormous strains in the relationship between the Biden administration and the French. President Emmanuel Macron feeling that President Biden pulled the rug out from beneath France's largest defence deal by enticing the Australians to purchase nuclear-powered submarines from the United States and the UK instead of the noisier diesel-powered submarines from the French. So these are stresses and strains that have required the Biden administration to devote substantial attention to trying to repair some of those relationships, some difficulties caused by this presidency, some stretching back to President Biden's predecessor. So we will, I think, all be very interested to see just how robust the statement is that comes out of these talks and whether it does mark a substantial shift in everyone's position towards Beijing.
Oh, thanks for that. Simon Marks speaking to us there from Washington, D.C.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.